Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, everybody, let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour is on the air, broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp studio here in beautiful Oak Grove, Mississippi. Bob Getty with you today. Kelly and Andrew out. Opening segment of the show is sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit, which is a wonderful place to eat any night of the week. And a great place to be contacting right now if you're planning to tailgate for football. Three straight home games to start the season. Dickey's Barbecue specializes in events like that, and we guarantee you that you'll be happy with the results if you cater with Dickey's Barbecue Pit. C.J. Kinney is the head football coach at Texas State University. The Bobcats are about to play their final season in the Sun Belt before heading out to the Pac-12. We're going to hear from him later in the program, but we're going to talk a little pro baseball here to start things off, and that means I bring my dear friend Al Holder, who is our baseball correspondent for the Super Talk Eagle Hour. And Al, it's always good to have you on the show.
Yep, it's good to be here. Good to be anywhere, actually. And it is a little warm outside.
Yeah, it's a bomb. It's a very cool 75 here in Hattiesburg today. Al, you believe that, don't you?
Oh yeah.
All right, Al. I think we came out okay this year in the baseball draft. We've been hit a lot harder than this year. Just real quick, your thoughts about the kids that did get an opportunity to go play at the next level. Let me start and ask you, because you're from the Madison area, were you surprised that Jake Cook only lasted a year?
Kinda, but the way he just kind of took off this year. I mean, it's like he was made to play center field, and you know, because they drafted him. I mean, we brought him down to Hattiesburg to pitch, really.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And he kind of found his way down there. It's just kind of interesting. He just he was very successful at most everything he did. He obviously has a great arm, but he would run down any mm-hmm. kind of fly ball that was up in the air out there, and he didn't make a lot of mistakes. As it turned out, he's a really, really good leadoff mm-hmm. Hitter. He was able to get on base. He just had a great year. Yeah.
Now that's three really great center fielders that they brought in that really only lasted 1 year. You go back to Reed Tribble, and then you got and his name slips my mind, the kid with the beard who actually just got traded. It'll come to me in a second.
Anyway, Etzel,
and then of course Jake Cook. I don't think any of us were surprised by J.B. Middleton, but what a pleasure that was to watch that kid develop from a little private high school outside of Yazoo City, Mississippi, to a second round draft choice in Major League Baseball.
He always had a good arm. He just needed to kind of figure out how to pitch, and that's where a lot of these kids that are pitchers when they're like in high school, they just basically rear back and throw the baseball. But when they start learning how to pitch, and I think that's really one of the strengths that Oz has, is that he teaches them how to pitch, you know, how to mix it up a little bit, mm-hmm. you know, where to put the ball here. So mm-hmm. it's a real learning process for him. But, he really came on strong this year, really was dominant.
Right. Yeah. Nobody's surprised to see Nick Monastir drafted. I'm curious because I know you've followed the program forever. Nick Monastir, is he going to go down as one of the best overall athletic players in Southern Miss baseball?
Yeah, he's the term Swiss Army knife. Mm-hmm. That's what he is. You put him out there, wherever you put him, he's going to be okay.
Yeah.
And he has a lot going for him. If he can hit the baseball, if he can hit professional pitching, he's got a great future.
Yeah, he's a wonderful kid from a great family.
Yes, he is.
And you're really happy for him. And then, of course, Landon Payne got drafted late, took the offer, and I understand largely because of his age. He's a little older than most of the guys on the team, and so this window of opportunity came up for him. But, you know, I thought late in the year he made a really solid contribution.
He did. It was almost like he grew up a little bit because, you know, early on in the year he couldn't seem to find the plate. He was ineffective, didn't seem to get much done. When you put him on the mound in certain situations, he just didn't have a lot of success. But you're right there, right toward the end and everything, he picked it up. He's always been, you know, had a good fastball and had some good pitchers, nice slider. Mm-hmm. But he just kind of needed to find himself.
Yeah, and I guess the other news from the draft, and then we'll move on to the guys that are playing pro ball now and get an update on them, but was the ability to get Colby Allen back. I think that in talking to the coaches, that they just felt like that was a huge, huge plus for the program.
Yes, and I really hope it helps Colby develop a because he has a lot of upside. He's a determined kid. Obviously, mm-hmm. You just see it when he's out there. He hates to miss a pitch. He hates to do anything that's not really successful. And yeah. If he can develop his pitch repertoire and maybe put a few mile an hour on his fastball, mm-hmm. he's going to be pretty good.
Yeah, I think they figure him to be the Friday night guy. I mean, he's got to earn that slot, obviously, but I think that's what the plan is now. Okay, I'm going to turn the floor over to you. If we'll get close to the break, I'll let you know if we can conclude in the next segment. But let's do your rundown, and I'll let you pick the players you want to talk about that are now playing professionally.
Yeah, I tell you, there's a couple that I don't see a whole lot going on out there with our boys in professional baseball. It's just kind of a nothing burger. But Landon Harper just kind of keeps standing out to me. You know, he's at AAA, and with the Braves the way they are, and needing pitching and everything, he just seems like he would be somebody that I'd want to try. His whip is 1.21, and he's pitched a lot of innings. He has 74 innings and 79 strikeouts. He's in Double A, and I've seen a lot of players go from Double A up to Major League Baseball when there's an opening and stuff.
Yeah, is he in Double A? Let me interrupt you. Is he in Double A or Triple A?
Double A.
Double A.
He's in Double A.
Go ahead.
And I keep wondering if they're going to bump him up to Triple A or because they keep moving these pitchers up and down. The Braves seemed they seem to be bringing in a lot of players that didn't get it done for other major league clubs mm-hmm. instead of bringing their own guys up. I don't know what that's all about, but
mm-hmm. yeah. Look, he's another wonderful kid. We really got to know him pretty well around here when he was here. But I'm a little surprised at just how well he has done. Are you?
Yes, I never thought of him as like average, but he's had so far in minor leagues, he's had a real nice career. He throws a lot of innings. I don't know if he's got his niche. Like, is he going to be a middle reliever, a starter? I think that's what they're maybe trying to figure out. I don't know.
All right. Who else is on your list?
Dustin Dickerson. I always liked that kid. And just really liked him a lot. He's been up to AAA a couple of times. He's back down to AA right now, and he's had 278 at bats this year. So you know he's in there all the time. He's with the Royals and in AA right now. But his batting average seems to stick around. It's at 227, and that's where it sticks. Mm-hmm. If he could ever get it up around 250, 260, I think he would be somebody they might bring up.
Yeah, he needs to improve that a little bit. But defensively, Al, has there ever been a better shortstop here than that kid?
I don't know. He just has all the right tools. And I don't know. And we've had some good ones for sure.
Yeah, we've had
one
some
of them.
Yeah,
one of them played for the Twins a long time. He was pretty good.
Let me say that Dozier guy. He did okay, didn't he? All right. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation about the Golden Eagles and pro baseball. Obviously, there's two big ones I'm going to ask Al about to get him to update their status, and then. Maybe a little football talk as well. Stay with us. Super Talk Eagle Hour is rolling along, and we're glad you're with us.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Campus Bookmart sponsoring this segment of the Super Talk Eagle Hour, where you find all your Southern Miss apparel. In town, you can go down to Hardy Street and shop for yourself. But if you're in other parts of the country, state, listen to the show on the podcast, just go to campusbookmart.net. Also, I want to say hello to our wonderful friends at MCS Home Center out in Bellevue, 7329 US 98 in Hattiesburg, just west of town. We'll be there the Thursday before the opening of football season, and we understand the new Southern Miss quarterback is going to be joining us. So an opportunity for you to come meet this fine young man and wish him well as we get ready to kick off the football season against the Mississippi State Bulldogs. All right, let's get back to it with our good friend Al Holder. I'm going to throw three names at you here because you told me during the break that you're impressed with these kids and you got your eye on their progress. And let's start with the center fielder before the last great center fielder, and that would be Dalton McIntyre, who was Jay Cook was great. Dalton McIntyre equally is great. You think he may have a future?
He's in high A. He's with the Braves, and he's batting 241, and he's had 158 at bats. So they really like him right now. He's on the 7-day injury list, but that usually is a sprain or something like that. Mm-hmm. But I think they kind of like him. You know, high A is pretty good. He's been out 2 years,
right?
And that's a pretty good place to be there. So Right. We'll have to keep an eye on him.
And he's playing outfield, correct? Continues to play outfield.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Here's a name that kind of surprised me a little bit, and he's been here in the studio. He's a wonderful young man, but I don't know. I mean, as good as he was in college, I wondered how well he would do. But you think Nico Mazza is doing very well as a pitcher in pro baseball?
He is. He's with the Giants. He's in A ball, 2.34 ERA, and he's thrown 69 innings. So obviously they're using him a pretty good deal. He has 68 strikeouts, so he's about got a strikeout an inning, and his whip is 1.25. So he's really obviously showing some pretty good stuff up there in professional baseball. And, you know, A-ball is probably about like good college baseball. Mm-hmm. So he's holding his own there, yeah.
All right, and then we continue with this series. Southern Miss is going to become like the center field factory for college baseball. So we go back before Dalton McIntyre to Matthew Edsall, who I think just got traded from one club to another, but he seems to be making a name for himself.
He's really trying to find his place. He was drafted by the Orioles and just got caught up in the Orioles were just loaded with outfielders. Mm-hmm. And so they traded him. They made a trade. He went over to Milwaukee. And he was over there. He was with their AA ball club over in Montgomery. Mm-hmm. And the Biscuits over there. Mm-hmm. And apparently he's been traded to the Marlins. And he's in AA ball, 196 at-bats, 45 hits and 5 home runs. So he's got a .230 batting average. And you know the kid can play in the outfield. I think the one thing that you have to watch him is the batting averages on these position players, because if you can't hit, you know there's all these kids can play, but they you got to be able to hit the baseball.
Yeah,
and that's.
Where do you think they want them in average? I mean, is 250, 260 sufficient?
Yeah, but getting better. In other words, even as you move up, like from A to double A, you want to see that batting average stay the same or get better.
Yeah.
And but you know, pitching today in professional baseball is so much more dominant than it has been in the past. It's these guys, everybody's throwing 98 miles an hour. And, I mean, it's just unbelievable. And you see it in the major leagues, too. You know,
it's pretty tough.
Everybody's having trouble.
All right. Now we've got the home run king, of course, still with the Mr. Waldner, still with the Minnesota Twins. We actually caught a end of a game the other night where he scored the winning run in a 1-0 win. He continues to play for Minnesota, but is not completely nailed down a starting position in the outfield, has he?
No, it's he's batting .210. And his batting average at one time this year was less than .200. But he's improved some. I can't quite put my finger on it, but it's like when he gets deep in the count, all he's going to see are these nasty sliders and cutters, and it's really hard to hit those pitches with these guys nowadays. Mm-hmm. But he didn't have any trouble hitting a fastball or a curveball. But it's the sliders and the late breakers that are just keeping him down in the low 200s. But I'm pretty sure they'd be highly satisfied if his batting average was, around .230, .235, something like that. Because his power is obvious. When he squares a baseball up, it's going to go somewhere in a hurry.
Do you continue to say he hit the longest college baseball home run you ever saw down at LSU?
It's a sound I'll remember till the day I die. I've never heard a sound like that in my life. I remember the announcer said, "That's what a professional baseball player does to a college curveball."
Yeah, there we go. All right, and then there's the greatest pitcher of all time here, Nick Sandlin, and he continues to be a force. But he's He's fought a. He seems to be fighting a concerning number of injuries. Is that fair to say?
Yes. He just cannot seem to stay healthy. Mm-hmm. He can get healthy, but he can't. Right now, he's dealing with a little inflammation in his elbow, and so he's had a steroid shot, and they've got him on a 7-day IL. Mm-hmm. But he just came off of the IL with a lat strain. Mm-hmm. But when he's pitching, he's really effective. And it doesn't matter if it's right-handers, left-handers. So they can put him in there in any situation in middle relief, which is apparently where they've slotted him. And mm-hmm. But he's been effective. He gets people out. Right. Gets people out. He gets out of bad situations. He's just got to get healthy. Yeah.
Great story about him and Matt Wallner is that they both bought houses in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and I understand in the same neighborhood. So here's a kid from Minnesota and one from Georgia, and both make it to the bigs, and when they're not playing in the bigs, they want to be back in Mississippi. I think that's a pretty cool sidebar to those two kids.
Yeah, I think Walter married a girl from down there.
Well, that's it. Once that happens, you're here forever. Then you're not leaving the little Southern Belle to go back to Minnesota. I'm guessing. Hey, look, 2 minutes left. We're going to be talking here in just a few minutes to CJ Kenny, the Texas State coach, but obviously a new coach here in town, and just your early thoughts about opening up against the Bulldogs and then the new regime down here.
I'm kind of the eternal optimist, but I just really kind of like Cuff. I think he's got all the right stuff. The kids seem to really want to play hard for him. He seems to know how to recruit. If he can replicate in Hattiesburg what he did at Marshall, we're going to love this guy a long time.
Yeah.
But that's what he's got to do. And looks to me like he's putting the pieces in place to do it, because about half those kids that are going to go out there on the field this year from Marshall. Mm-hmm. And they played some pretty good ball last year.
Oh, they did. You know me personally. We're very good friends, so you know how I feel about the SEC. So I preference my comment by asking you this here in the last minute of the segment. Can the Golden Eagles open the season beating an SEC team?
Oh, yeah. Well, they're really not an SEC team.
Uh-oh.
They just
let me hear this.
They kind of think they are. They take the money, but we would love to invite them down to Hattiesburg and have a wonderful late morning game with them and send them home packing.
Yeah. Let's hope it works out as well as the last time they came down here and played Southern Miss in a weekend baseball series, right, Al?
Exactly. I like that. Yeah, sweet.
All right, my friend. It's always good hearing from you, and, we think the world of you here. We look forward to having you back real soon.
Thanks, Bob. Take care.
All right. Al Holder, everybody, does a fabulous job keeping up with all the baseball kids and how they're doing in the Major League Baseball. And let me tell you guys, he does it out of love. He does it out of love for those young men and the baseball program, and does not expect anything in return. Texas State about to make their farewell appearance in Sun Belt football. CJ Kenny is the coach. Kelly sat down with him recently. We're going to bring you that conversation next.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, I want to thank my buddy Al Holder for joining us, updating us on all the Southern Miss baseball guys and how they're doing in professional baseball. Quite impressive. And obviously, you wish those young men nothing but the best. 4th Street Bar and Grill sponsoring this segment of the Super Talk Eagle Hour. It is a great place for lunch, dinner, and always the best place to catch the big games. Great adult beverages, including cold Pabst Blue Ribbon beer, and, of course, the biggest selection of Southern Miss memorabilia anywhere on the planet. Check them out right there in the shadow of the rock at 4th Street Bar and Grill. The Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast is very popular thanks to you, our wonderful listeners, and we appreciate that mightily. You can catch the podcast anytime you like on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or you can tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. And I want to say hello to our wonderful friends at Genesis of Hattiesburg. We'll be down there in a few weeks doing a live remote. They are the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. Genesis sedans and SUVs are fine luxury vehicles. And the Genesis showroom is quite something to see. It's on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. And I encourage you to stop by there and say hello. Texas State University, 8-5 in the league last year. Probably a little disappointing because they were projected to be really one of the best teams in the Sun Belt. They will play for the last year ever in the Sun Belt of this season as they're getting ready to bolt on over to the Big 12, as you know. C.J. Kinney is the head coach down at Texas State University. Kelly sat down with him the other day and had this very good conversation.
Well, Coach, a lot of people who say they know are looking at your team as a formidable force in the West and in the Sun Belt Conference. What do you like about your team going into the season? What are some things that are going to be at the top of your to-do list?
I do like this team. I think it's different maybe than last year, more comparable to year one, where I think we have a bunch of really talented guys,
but they haven't done it for the Bobcats yet. Maybe they did it at a junior college, maybe they did it at another program, but obviously we're going to have 16 new starters this year and maybe more than that depending on, the way things shake out in fall camp. So really like this group, but, just not the returning production from a year ago. I like the way they've worked this offseason. I like the way they've come together. So I think that's why every, G5 team in the country right now is replacing a ton of production.
We talked before we actually started this interview about you had nothing to do with it. The players had nothing to do with it. But leaving for the Pac-12. Tell me how you want to try to keep off the field stuff away from these guys. How do you do that? I don't know how you can.
It's not too hard for us, really, because we live in our little bubble down there in the football facility, and everyone talks about it. But at the same time, just like the two kids that we brought today, they're both fifth-year seniors that have, no chance of coming back next year. So they're going to be in the Sun Belt, so it doesn't, affect them at all. And I think there's so many talented coaches and so many talented players in this league. And then our non-conference this year with Eastern Michigan, UTSA, Arizona State, Nichols, We got to bring it every week. And so if you're thinking about something down the road, it's not going to work out too well.
I think when the schedule was made, you probably didn't think you were going to get the UTSA team that you're going to get or the Arizona State team that you're going to get.
Exactly right. Maybe UTSA, they've been good for a little bit, but definitely not the Arizona State, returning Big 12 champs, so that was a little different. But, we played those guys really well a year ago, up 21-7 in the second quarter. So, but they're that quarterback is pretty special.
Yeah, so going into the season now, you talked about some of the – a lot of it's unproven. So how will you know in your process going into the season, okay, I think we're ready to go? You like what you have, but
I think probably that last scrimmage, kind of what you have. And that's one thing for me, and maybe I'm sure there's some other coaches like that. I'm a little different, the new rules with the OTAs, and everyone does OTAs different. We're going to play by the rules, and we're going to do things the right way. And so I don't really know what we have, to be honest with you. I have no clue. Our guys have been running and lifting and working their tails off, but the football part of it is really going to be unknown to us until we step foot on that field day one. So we'll see kind of what that looks like for us. But I think usually that last scrimmage, as far as quarterback competition, as far as the competitions at all the other positions, kind of the identity of your team. Then you think you usually have a good idea, and then after usually about game two or three, then you really know kind of what you got.
Are collectives starting to really show their heads, so to speak, that the schools have got established collectives are starting to get some of the ripe athletes, and where do you see the collective fitting in?
About like NIL collectives?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And at your school and others.
Yeah. I think, you know, we've done a good job with that. But I think for us at Texas State, it's the rep share part of it. When they changed that rule, I think that was probably a huge game changer for us. The NIL part was always going to be good. I would say we were always going to be probably middle of the pack of the Sun Belt. But I think once the rep share starts and it can come from the school, that was going to be a game changer for us. And you know, obviously moving to the pack, that'll change things financially a little bit too. So I don't know exactly what that'll look like. But for us, you know, the NIL was a productive thing. But I think, you know, we'll transition more to straight rep share.
When you came from Incarnate Word, there was always the element of surprise, which is always what you want to have in battle. But now you're known a little bit. Your style is known a little bit.
Yeah.
How will that change maybe the other ways that teams prepare for you? And how do you combat the way you anticipate them playing you?
Yeah, I mean, not much will change for us offensively or defensively. Special teams will change a little bit. We have a new coordinator over there. But, you know, we are who we are. And you know, I think we're all about executing and executing at a really high level. It's not necessarily about the plays or the scheme. It's more about, you know, the way you execute them and the players that you got. So obviously every year you tweak things, you know, schematically based off your personnel, but I don't think you'll see a wholesale change in any three phases.
What's the biggest thing that worries you about this team?
I think probably just the lack of returning production, you know, just the unknown of, you know, how's this corner going to play, you know, week one, you know, how's this quarterback going to play week one when, you know, when it's live bullets. So we'll kind of see what that looks like, but, you know, I think we have a bunch of really good guys in that group, but they got to go prove it on the field.
A lot of teams have different expectations based on returning players and whatnot. National championship is the pat answer, but in your view, when will it have been a successful season at Texas State?
You know, I think for us, you know, going into year three, and this has really been since I've been here, we want to win a conference championship, and this is really our last opportunity to win a Sun Belt conference championship. So I don't think it's championship or bust or anything like that, but at the same time, that's definitely our goal going into the season is conference champions, and we'll kind of see how that plays out.
Well, Coach Kenny, we wish you nothing but the best, and if this is the swan song, so be it.
Yeah.
But we've enjoyed the relationship with you guys, and good luck to you.
For sure. Thank you. Congrats on Coach Hutton, man. That's a big time honor.
All right, so G.J. Kenny, the head football coach at Texas State University. Bobcats were 8-5 last year. They opened August 30th at 7 p.m. at home against Eastern Michigan. Then you heard him reference this. They got two really hard road games. September the 6th, they're going to play in San Antonio against a really good UTSA team. Then they travel to Tempe, Arizona on September the 13th to play Arizona State, which was really one of the big surprise teams in the whole of the nation last year. They play Nicholls State on September the 20th, Arkansas State on October the 4th, back at home October 11th against Troy University. October the 18th, they travel to Huntington, West Virginia to play Marshall. October the 28th, they're at James Madison, and that is a home game for the Bobcats. That should be a very good one. At Louisiana on November the 8th, here at The Rock, November the 15th, on a Saturday afternoon, Texas State will be here probably for the last time ever to take on the Golden Eagles. November 22nd, they're back home against Louisiana Monroe, and then they have their senior day on November 29th when they finish things up at home against South Alabama. So Texas State, no doubt, going to be a competitive team on the western side of the league. And pick to finish, I want to say fourth. I don't have that in front of me right now. But G.J. Kennedy, a good football coach. And again, as we indicated, they'll be moving on after this year to the Pac-12. All right. Listen, as we head to the break, I want to remind you about a couple of wonderful businesses here in Hattiesburg. Mo Bay Beignet Company, they're located on Hardy Street across from the Southern Miss campus. They've got a great selection of coffees, both hot and cold, all sorts of different drinks as well. And they cook those delicious beignets. When you walk in the store and order them, cover them with that white sugar, man. It's quite a treat. Mo Bay Beignet Company. And also, of course, we want to thank the Pine Belt News for lending Andrew Abity to us. You can stay informed with the Pine Belt News and their other publication, Signature Magazine. You can get the Pine Belt News for just $35 a year or $55 a year if you live outside of Forest Lamar County. And it's no secret now. Andrew revealed it today on his social media. Andrew has accepted a sports writer's job in Gainesville, Florida. He will very soon be covering the University of Florida Gators. So congratulations to Andrew. We thank the world of him, and we think he's well-deserving of that big promotion. We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape, whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak. TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back. Super Talk Eagle Hour is on the air from the Southern Bancorp studio here in beautiful Oak Grove, Mississippi. Not a cloud in the sky as I look out of the studio window here. Just a picture-perfect day. This last segment of our program is sponsored every day by DBAT down on Hardy Street. Now, if you haven't been to DBAT, you need to check it out. It is a absolutely impressive facility inside, state-of-the-art. Got batting cages for both baseball and softball. Got a 40-yard dash track. Got lots of exercise and workout room. Most importantly, though, they have a lot of expert trainers at DBAT that can help you improve your game, no matter what it is. If you are an adult athlete, they've got a workout program and development program that will fit every need. And if you've got some baseball and softball players in your family, then obviously DBAT is a great place to go. As I said, they have state-of-the-art batting cages and all sorts of instructions down there that will help make your kids the best that they can be in baseball and softball. Managed by Luke Reynolds, former great Southern Miss baseball star in his own right, and a big staff full of trainers that Luke has hired. And they're ready to serve you at DBAT. Beautiful facility on Hardy Street. We greatly appreciate their support of the Super Talk Eagle Hour, as we do all of our great friends from Southern Bank Corps on down, Dickie's Barbecue Pit, Campus Bookmart, 4th Street Bar and Grill, Genesis of Hattiesburg, Mo Bay Beignet, the Pine Belt News, Be Quick, MCS Home Center, and all the great sponsors that you hear running commercials throughout our broadcast every day. Could not do the Eagle Hour if it were not for them, and we're very, very grateful for them. All right, well, yesterday, I guess you have to say that yesterday was historic at Southern Miss, as it kicked off officially the Charles Huff era with the first practice of the preseason, and the Golden Eagles will now go through a series of 15 practice days until camp concludes on August the 16th. Day one started with team meetings and workouts in the morning before the afternoon gave way to the team's first walkthrough drill. More meetings followed for coaches and student-athletes before Southern Miss took the field at 5 p.m., which apparently will be the new practice time for the Golden Eagles. Maybe not the most ideal start to camp, as the team was sent scrambling back to the locker room about an hour into practice when lightning started hitting the area. But prior to the weather delay, practice included a special teams period, stretching skill works and reps with offense and defense. And despite the weather, there was a sense of urgency, and you could kind of sense the excitement as August 30th draws near. The Golden Eagles will return to the practice field shortly before 7, or they did return before 7 o'clock, ran through the remainder of their first practice. And while there was a lot of hype around the first practice, Coach Huff alluded to yesterday in his pre-camp press conference, that was actually Tuesday, that the first few days are about evaluating what you have in terms of who you have on the roster and who can be the most consistent in their performance. Single game tickets have gone on sale live this week to the public, so you can buy those now. The Golden Eagles, as you know, will have 7 opponents this season at home, including a pair of in-state foes to start the year. Season tickets are still available for as little as $99 for all 7 home games. Fans are encouraged to buy now, as sections E and the south end zone are approaching sellouts for Mississippi State. The To the Top Terrace, a group opportunity with food and beverage included, is sold out for the Mississippi State game, very close to sold out for the Jackson State game. If you're interested in participating in that, you should go today to southernmiss.com/tickets and make sure that you get yours lined up. Going to be big, big crowds, of course, the first 2 games of the year. We hope the third game, as we think the third game is going to be really, really important. We hope that everybody's going to be there all year long to support this new regime of the Golden Eagle football program. Also, I want to tell you about FanFest 2025. That has been now scheduled for August the 16th. That is from 5 to 7 p.m. in the south end zone of M.M. Roberts Stadium. Admission is free. You'll enter through Gate 5, and there'll be activities for your whole family. They'll have photo booths, inflatables for the kids, caricature artists, photo opportunities with Southern Miss cheerleaders, the Southern Misses, and, of course, Seymour. You can meet and greet athletes with autographs 5 to 6 p.m. Now, look, it'll be not only the football team, but the soccer team, the volleyball team, and cross-country student athletes as well. Concessions, yes, they will be available. And a Barnes & Noble pop-up shop will be there as well. You can purchase Southern Miss gear and get game day ready. You can follow it all on the Southern Miss Facebook page or on X, Instagram, or Facebook, and get all the latest news. But again, the Fan Fest for 2025 is now set August 16th, 5 to 7 p.m. in the south end zone of M.M. Roberts Stadium, and that'll take place from 5 to 7 p.m. Hey, really appreciate you listening. Patrick McGee going to be on the show tomorrow. Some Saints injury news that is not great. And then we got a wonderful friend coming to spend some time with us tomorrow from Channel 7 Sports. We look forward to that as well, we hope you'll join us. Thank you very much for listening. We appreciate you each and every day. Southern Miss to the top.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at trustcarehealth.com/plus.
A Supertalk Mississippi Media Production.